Folks, welcome to All the Back Fence this morning. We do have some guests this morning. We welcome to the microphones Jim Turr, a Las Vegan, but now I guess in Santa Fe, I believe. Jim, good morning to you.
Good
How
morning.
You doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to be here. Yeah, well, what brings you into Las Vegas nowadays?
Oh, I come over to Las Vegas all the time. My mom is here, and I'd like to see her and do things for her now and then. And the reason I came is, and last time we interviewed, we were talking about this, I guess, some of the stuff I've tried to do to promote filming in Las Vegas, that DVD about Vegas that went out to the film industry and the website, and so on and so on. But what's new is I'm working on trying to get a film going for, you know, my own film, a feature film that would be set in Las Vegas. And I read with interest, I'm on one of these, what do you call it, web email listservs about, you know, for people in the movie industry. And I saw an article come through from, I guess it was the LA Times, about some controversy in Las Vegas about doing films. And some people don't like doing films here.
Yeah.
Where does all that stand, by the way, if I may ask? Has that progressed at all?
I don't know. Let's see. There was a group of business people that went before the city asking for a moratorium on filming. And then I guess had several concerns that they wanted addressed. And I believe the city ruled against the moratorium. And for right now, I haven't heard anything recently. I don't know if the issue died down or if the movie industry and the local business people got a chance to talk to kind of share their concerns. I think they'll work it out.
Yeah, I hope so. And if people are inconvenienced and they'll get paid for their business closing down, I can understand them being irritated about that.
Yeah. But what have you heard about it?
No, I haven't heard anything more. I only know what I read in the papers, as they say.
Yeah.
But anyway, as far as this movie of mine, if I'm able to do it, it's very, very low-key and low-budget and wouldn't involve tying up any streets. It'd be so small that people probably wouldn't even see that it was going on, except maybe some scenes in some clubs and stores and so on, and involving a few local people who want to be involved, but not tying up any streets, no big deal like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a small thing, and it has to be a small thing to be very, very low budget, which it is. And the way it came about was, well, it comes from something that happened to me, or is happening, almost happened, I don't know. It's kind of a romantic thriller, you might say. But I started thinking about what novelty value there must be in terms of PR, you know, publicizing it if it does get made, in the fact that people are still surprised that there's another Las Vegas.
You know?
We know this is number one, of course, but the rest of the country doesn't. So anyway, I was curious, and I was surprised that I was able to get the domain name, the website name, holidayinvegas.com. You know, because anything connected with Vegas is already taken, but that one was available. So that would be the name of the film, Holiday in Vegas, and of course it's this Vegas, so it's got a little publicity surprise value to begin with. And as I say in my website, in the sort of tagline for the movie, it's, this is not that Las Vegas, and this is really no holiday, because it's kind of it's not a slasher or horror movie or anything. I don't really like that stuff, but it is a kind of a thriller, life and death kind of thriller. And I was turned on by the idea of doing a very inexpensive small movie because, you know, sometimes they succeed. We all know about the Blair Witch Project, which was done for almost nothing. And there hasn't really been another one of those, but I'll tell you the best film I saw at the Santa Fe Film Festival, which I was in also, last December, was a little film that was shot for like 10 grand over in L.A. by some people. And I thought it was the most interesting, gripping film I saw at the whole festival. So it can be done.
What was that film about?
It was also what you would call a romantic thriller. It looked back on a murder that took place in a missing daughter. And they went back over time, over a period of a few days, from three different people's point of view to follow the story of what actually happened. And it was very surprising. It was very suspenseful. It was well acted. It was well shot and well done. And I thought it was just a very gripping story. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it was done for 10 grand. I can't even do a movie that cheap, but trying to do it cheaply anyway. Yeah. And it has to have a very small cast if you're going to do a movie cheaply.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the good thing, the thing that's gotten me encouraged is the idea, this is something I researched, and I don't know if you've ever heard the term four-walling in theaters.
No, I haven't.
Well, if you think back over time, every now and then a movie comes through here that's promoted by the company. It's not a big studio movie, but it's promoted by the company that put it on. And the reason they call it four-walling is they rent the theaters. And then they, so in other words, the theater says, I'll rent it to you for $300 or whatever a night. And you take all the money from tickets and you promote it and you just see how you can do. And I've checked into this and what the economics of it are. And I've talked to theater owners in the state and they've had good experience with it. So I figure if you make a movie that's good enough and has some interesting things about New Mexico, you know, funny, strange things about where it was shot and create enough interest, you can actually make your money back by four-walling it around the state if it's good and if you do good publicity and so on. And then you hopefully go national and international, and it's possible to do well with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anyway, one of these theater owners knew a guy in New York, and they're starting a film production company, and he put me in touch with them to see if they might be interested in financing it, so I'm waiting to hear from them.
Uh-huh.
And for now, I'm just trying to get enough to shoot some of the scenes here in and around Las Vegas while it's still summer, fall, and still pretty before the winter comes. Because when winter comes, and we can shoot scenes indoors, but I need to get the outdoor scenes sooner.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
And how do you do your film? You got a film crew with you, or what kind of equipment are you using?
Well, so far I have one of the new high def cameras, and a lot of films are being shot with those. They're actually good enough video cameras. They're actually good enough that if you shoot well and carefully, you can get good enough video and good enough sound that, of course, it's more than good enough to use on the internet, which is how some films are being distributed. But you can also blow it up to film, and it will look better than some of the old 16-millimeter film they used to shoot for low-budget films and blow-up films.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great opportunity that they have that technology now. So with a very small crew, say one camera person who also watches out for the lighting, another person with the mic, the boom mic, to make sure the sound is close and good, if you're careful, you can get a good-looking movie.
Yeah.
So it could be a small crew, cast of three or four, crew of two or three. And you can get it done.
Yeah.
If it's a good story. If it's not a good story, of course, you don't have anything anyway. So.
Yeah. And so what, the first step is hearing from this company, see if they'll fund the project, or?
Yeah. Or just getting enough investment to shoot some of these scenes while it's still pretty here, and then I've got a little breathing room. But I do have that website that doesn't say too much, but it just tries to look like a teaser about what the film is, holidayinvegas.com.
Mm-hmm. I see. Uh-huh.
And it also has an opening scene that we shot that we might be able to use. It's kind of a movie within a movie, you know?
I see. Okay, yeah.
Just to make it more complicated.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
But anyway, wish me luck, and I promise I won't be tying up traffic or anything like that if I do this thing, because it's too small and simple for that.
Well, good luck with that. When do you expect to hear from that company?
Oh, I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm told that my funding requests are so small that people don't take me seriously. And I always say, well, I could ask for 10 times as much if they'll take me more seriously, but it could be done for very little. So I don't know when they'll get back to me.
I see.
But I'm hopeful about it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you got to be. Yeah. Good. All right. Well, we do wish you luck with that.
Oh, thank you.
And
well, it'll promote Vegas in a good way, in a good looking kind of way. So that's, although it's I didn't use the word horror film because it's not, but it's kind of gritty. But Vegas will come out looking good. So
yeah,
and be featured in the name.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it would be good promo.
Uh huh. All right. And you're still based in Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
For the most part. Of course, I'd be over here for a while if I do this film.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Okay, good. Well, good luck with that. Hope you get that funding.
Well, thank you.
Company.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on now.
Sure.
For putting me on. And by the way, thanks for the hip music.
Yeah.
Gypsy Kings. That's unusual for radio, no?
Well, we got to see him live, in fact, last August.
Wow.
Latter part of last August. And, we really enjoyed him. Really enjoyed seeing him, yeah. Well, you take care, Jim. Nice
Thank
seeing you again.
Joseph,
take care. Good
here.
Luck with that project.
Bye-bye.
The Community First Bank guy.